Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Hundreds of protesters gathered in Boston today to rally against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. The backdrop to this protest is the appearance of Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake, who broke ranks with fellow Republican members of the Senate Judiciary Committee on Friday and called for an FBI investigation of Kavanaugh. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh joined the protesters today.
Kavanaugh should never have been voted out, advanced onto the floor of the United States Senate. There's still clearly a lot of vetting to go on there.
WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks joins us from Boston City Hall Plaza now. Anthony, hello. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, good to be here, Deb.
So Jeff Flake, Republican senator, just spoke about an hour ago, I'm told, at this Forbes Under 30 summit. What did he say?
Well, his main message was that he pushed for this extra FBI investigation because he'd been troubled for some time that they weren't getting the answers that they needed about allegations of sexual misconduct by Brett Kavanaugh back when he was in high school. Flake said he wants to make sure that the FBI investigation is up to standard, as he put it. And he talked about his decision-making at the end of that extraordinary hearing last Friday. Here's a bit of what he said.
I had been troubled for a while that I felt that we weren't doing due diligence with a lifetime appointment for the Supreme Court. If there are questions that haven't been answered, and if the FBI could have investigated, I felt that it needed to. Since the Judiciary Committee only has a one-person majority for Republicans, 11 to 10, and I'm that 11th Republican, I had leverage there.
So, Deb, he used that leverage to convince some of his fellow Republicans and the White House, and he had some Democrats going along with him, that he would advance Brett Kavanaugh's nomination of the full Senate if the FBI took up this limited investigation, which it's doing now. He was also asked if he found Dr. Blasey Ford credible. She's the professor who brought the allegations against Brett Kavanaugh. If he found her credible, then why advance her nomination to the floor? And Flake said basically that he also found Kavanaugh's denials believable. So that's why he wanted the FBI to do more. And he was also asked if he was uncomfortable with Kavanaugh's anger and his sense of partisanship. And he said he was uncomfortable with that. But he also said, if I had been accused of something that I didn't do, I'd be angry too. So that was what he said, pretty much in summary.
Right down the middle. Now, former Secretary of State John Kerry spoke at this same event today and right before Senator Flake. What did John Kerry say?
Well, John Kerry was there to promote his new book, which we've heard him talk about quite a bit, but he was asked about what's going on in the Senate right now and the whole hearing process around Brett Kavanaugh. And the former Secretary of State and former senator called it a bad moment for the U.S. Senate. He says it's incomprehensible to him that you wouldn't chase down a witness. He's talking about Kavanaugh's former high school friend, Mr. Judge, who's apparently hiding out at Rehoboth Beach in Delaware. And he accused the Republicans essentially of doing a bum's rush to get Kavanaugh nominated, and he condemned them for, you know, the same party that essentially sat on its hands and didn't do anything for President Obama when he nominated Merrick Garland to the Supreme Court. So he had some pretty tough words for what's going on in the Senate as well.
Now, as we said, there were a lot of protesters there today because of this appearance by Senator Flake. And, of course, the location of this meeting was changed because of the expected crowds after Friday's hearings. A lot of prominent political figures spoke, including congressional candidate Ayanna Pressley. What did she say?
Well, Ayanna Pressley brought a lot of her sort of passion to this issue. She was there with Senator Markey. She was there with Boston Mayor Marty Walsh as well. And Ayanna Pressley pretty much spoke her mind. And we can give you a little bit of sense of what she said right now.
Now, I'll tell you the truth. As a woman of color who has a platform, I have been asked to not come off as outraged or angry for fear of being labeled as an angry black woman. Well, I am angry. And I am outraged because this is outrageous.
So, Deb, she expressed, Diana Presley did, an anger that a lot of people here were expressing.
And, of course, so this was what the protesters were saying as well, that there's still this very extreme, there are very extreme emotions surrounding the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, that's right. I spoke to one of the organizers from Emerson College, Erin Swager, and she talked about her message for Jeff Flake. Keep in mind that I spoke to her before Jeff Flake talked, but here's a little bit of what Erin Swager had to say.
I believe that he should change his vote from a yes to a no, and we were here to encourage him and to explain why we believe that. We wanted to make sure we had speakers to kind of fully explain why we wanted to support survivors, support women, make sure that we were heard, and that he understands the impact of his vote.
And Deb, it's interesting because Senator Flake, when he was talking from the main stage, talked about how often and how much he had heard from women like that. You'll recall that amazing video of him being confronted by two women, two survivors of sexual assault, in the elevator and going up to the Senate. And he was asked specifically about that, if that had any effect, if that persuaded him to do what he did last Friday. And he said that he's been hearing from a lot of people like that. A lot of his colleagues have been hearing that. And he indicated, he didn't say it directly, but he indicated that, yes, that in effect did have an effect, did influence the decisions that he took last Friday.
Now, it seems that a lot of the talk right now is over this FBI investigation and what it might include. President Trump took questions earlier today while making a statement about a new trade deal. He was asked about this FBI investigation, and he said basically it will be whatever the Senate dictates it to be, this FBI investigation. Senator Feinstein has written a letter to the White House asking exactly what it has told the FBI to do here in terms of Brett Kavanaugh. So is that, does that seem to be the main concern here to you, Anthony, that you're hearing from folks, is what will this FBI investigation include?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely the big question. I think Democrats are concerned that this is going to essentially, I think some Democrats are concerned that this is basically going to be an effort by Republicans to sort of go through the motions and then hurry this nomination toward approval. One of the things that Jeff Flake said today was that he wanted to make sure that the FBI does due diligence and that it isn't hampered and that the FBI investigation is up to standards. I'm sure that many Democrats agree with that. It remains to be seen if that will happen, and I think that's some of the big questions that are going to be answered as this week goes on.
What's the scene like there now? We can hear folks in the background. Are people still gathered there? What's it like there now?
Well, this is the Forbes Under 30 Summit, and there's a whole series of events all throughout the day that have to do mainly with sort of entrepreneurial efforts by folks under 30. And so, yes, this event continues. But in terms of the people who were gathered here earlier today to hear from Jeff Flake and John Kerry and the folks just outside the gates who are protesting, all of that crowd and energy has pretty much dissipated.
Senator Flake's heading to New Hampshire next. He's speaking tonight at St. Anselm College along with Ohio Governor John Kasich. Senator Flake is not seeking reelection, but what do you make of this tour here, Anthony?
Well, Flake has been talking for a while about, and he mentioned it today. He said Donald Trump is not going to be the leader of the Republican Party forever. He said it's his party now, but he's not going to be the leader of the party forever. And he'd like to see someone else leading the party. His name has been put forward. I mean, there have been talk. Is he running for president? Is he not running for president? He said today he sort of demurred when he was asked that question. But he is heading to New Hampshire. He has not ruled it out, and he's said that in the past, that he's not ruling out a run for the presidency, but he hasn't declared that he is. But here he is on his way to New Hampshire to speak at St. Anselm College, and anyone who wants to get into the presidential sweepstakes starts there. Mm-hmm. And that's where Jeff Flake and John Kasich, another Trump critic from within the Republican Party, obviously still interested in running for president. You'll recall he did back in the last election. I don't think he's lost his interest either. So he's on this pre-presidential campaign tour through New Hampshire as well.
Right. And speaking of 2020, Senator Elizabeth Warren, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, made comments over the weekend at a town hall in Holyoke saying she would take a hard look at running for president after the midterms in November. So what do you make of that?
Well, for well over a year, she's been swatting away questions about a White House run, saying that she's focused only on her Senate reelection campaign. But as you said, at that town hall meeting in Holyoke, she says she's going to have a hard look at running for president. And she's done a lot to fuel that speculation that she's preparing to run for president. She's been raising a lot of money. She campaigns frequently across the country for fellow Democrats, raising her national profile. And she's been pushing out big national policy proposals. For example, this past August, she introduced an anti-corruption legislation and has been running ads, casting herself as the would-be sheriff who wants to clean up Washington. So if she does run for president, she's positioning herself very much as the populist, sort of occupying the same lane that Bernie Sanders occupied a couple of years ago. So it'll be interesting to watch. I don't think anyone was surprised by what she said. It was more just, oh, you know, now she's finally said what we assumed she was doing all along.
Okay. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Anthony, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Deb.
And stay with us. Coming up, the Boston Globe Spotlight team takes a look at what it's calling secret courts in Massachusetts. I'm Deborah Becker, and this is Radio Boston.